friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we have made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM. That's 860 on your dial, or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app to your mobile device and listen on the go. Well, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. And as always, it's our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend. I am Danielle Young. I'm the host of A Dose of Hope. And right here with me is my life partner, my guy, my love, and my awesome co-host, my husband Tyrone. He's going to greet you at this time.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, husband. So how you making out? How's the new year been for you thus far? We are, 2 weeks in already. How's it been going for you?
It's been cold.
I know that's the truth. I was going to say that we've had some weather. Yes, we have. So, you know, yesterday was actually a little warmer, and Amber and I were talking about how all the snow had melted. So that's a good thing. Right after the boots I ordered came, of course. So like I said, I'm not wishing for any more snow, but I definitely want to wear my brand new boots, in this season at some point or another. You know, I wear them for fashion. How about that?
Well, not to throw any snow in your parade, but I just heard.
Don't you do it. Don't you say it.
Sunday, Monday.
Stop playing. Is that the forecast?
That's what our supervisors told us this morning. Be ready for a busy weekend because there's snow in the forecast for Sunday and Monday.
All right. Well, I'm ready because my boots came in. So, but we certainly don't complain. It was a song. Remember, we used to sing back in the day. It's a happy day, and I thank God for the weather.
Yes,
we
right.
take stuff for granted. We thank God for every blessing that He bestows upon us. We pray that you are doing well in this new year. Started off on the good foot. We ended on a high note, and we said we were starting off on the good foot, and
yes.
So we are trusting and believing God all the way. We talked about change last time we were together last week. And, you know, at this time of year, the top of the year is a time where many people think about change and also make changes or plan to change. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But today, our this or that husband, I picked this one today just for you. Want to see where you are on this one. We're talking about superheroes. Who doesn't love a good superhero, right? We grew up on superheroes. So, all right, our this or that is Justice League or the Avengers? What say ye?
Avengers all day.
Okay. That was it didn't take you any time to answer that. I'm going to have to go with Avengers too.
Okay.
I enjoy me some Avengers. Now, Justice League is cool, right? We kind of grew up on those characters, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. That was my girl. I always wanted that lasso of truth and the invisible airplane. Remember that?
Yes, the invisible jet.
And the Flash and Aquaman. But the Avengers, now we're talking, this is Marvel, Stan Lee, right?
That's right.
I think he went on to be with the Lord. Not last year, maybe the year before last, but he did some great work with Iron Man. Who else? Captain America.
Thor.
Yep.
Black Panther.
How can we forget? We can't leave Black Panther. Ant-Man, you know.
Spider-Man.
Yep. And so, you know, I enjoy Avengers. I enjoy them both, but I'd have to say Avengers. I could sit and watch those movies all day. You know me, and I start watching, and that's it. That's a wrap for me. And so, all right. Well, we are so glad that we have had time to do our this or that, and we're going to get prepared to talk about our topic for the day. We're going to talk about change, but in a different aspect, a different light. We're going to talk about faith and how faith plays in to making the changes that we feel are necessary in our lives. And so stay with us. We'll be right back. And after that, we're going to talk a little bit about change. What we need is a little bit love sent by one from heaven up above.
you know what I'm saying. What? Kick it for me one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth. Yep, yep. You gotta stand up and fight, walk into the light. We're the people, we can do it if we try.
One more time.
We're back, and we thank you for staying with us. And if you're just joining us, I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope, and I have my husband, Tyrone Young. He's our my co-host, and we thank you for joining us always. We're talking about change, and this is that time of year where we think a lot about making the necessary changes in our lives for improvement, for opportunities of growth, and we're talking today about how our faith plays into it. That is so important. Francis Chan said, true faith means holding back nothing. It means putting every hope in God's fidelity to his promises. And one thing that we know is that we serve a God who cannot lie. We can trust and believe on his word. The Bible says before heaven and earth was going to pass away, but his word will remain. And we can go into his word and see all of the promises that he's made unto us. But we're going to talk about what the word of God says about faith. Husband, do you have Hebrews for us, or you want me to?
I sure do.
Awesome.
I have it.
We're going to read Hebrews 11, husband, and we're going to read 1-6.
Okay.
Let us know what translation you're reading from.
Okay. I'm reading out the New Living Translation.
Awesome.
And
The word of the Lord says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him up. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists, that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And we thank the Lord for the reading of his word.
Amen. And we thank you for reading, husband. That was chock full of information about what faith is according to the word of God. It says faith is the things we hope for, the things we don't see, but yet we trust God that he's going to bring these things into fruition. We trust that he's able to do it. And it also, we talked about superheroes earlier on. These are the heroes of our faith. Those names that you mentioned, Enoch and Abel, all those folk that were called in this passage of scripture, everything that they are given account for was done because of their faith. And it reminds me, husband, of, you know, Peter. Remember Peter, Jesus's disciple? He was one that was in the inner circle with Jesus when Jesus had 12 apostles, yes, that were with him. But there were three that he would take, you know, when he would go and kind of, you know, separate from the crowd every now and again. And Peter, uh-huh, was one of those three. Peter was bold, but he was known for his impulsivity. And so one day they were on a ship. They were on the boat and there came, yes, a storm on the water. Y'all know the story. And the disciples got a little scared. And then somebody looked out into the waters and the tempest was raging. And they said, wait a minute, I see Jesus. Is that Jesus out there walking on the water? And Peter was the one, like I said, he was bold and impulsive. He said, Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come. You know, I want to walk on the water too. And Jesus said, come on then, come on. And he, mm-hmm, of course, he did. He walked on the water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. He began, yeah, to go down. But here's what I love about it. Here's the gift. Even at that time when he felt like he was going down, he called on Jesus and Jesus rescued him. And that is something that we need to understand and appreciate. The reality is we all want to walk on water, right?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the superheroes, Wonder Woman and the Invisible Jet Superman could fly. Those are things that we can't do. But if we could, we wouldn't mind. Some of us wouldn't mind giving it a try. Here's the problem, though. We want to walk on water, but many of us don't want to step out of the boat. And that's what a change is about. It's about stepping out of the boat or stepping out of the norm and trusting and believing that as my foot goes down, something's going to support me, whether it's the elements or whatever it is, because we trust in the Lord. And one thing I love about our God, it said on one of those gospels, it said Jesus spoke to the elements and the winds and the waves. They had to obey when he told them, peace, be still. And so I want to encourage you today. We can trust the Lord with our circumstances. Whenever we find ourselves in situations where we may not be able to handle it, it may be too big for us. It's just right for our God. Faith is the vision of the heart. Now, this is a matter of the heart. It sees God in the darkest of time as well as in the brightest of days. So no matter what my circumstance or what my lot is in life, I'm going to put my faith in the God of my salvation. How about you? And so we need to understand and appreciate that ultimately Hearing the word initiates faith. How do I know? I'm so glad you asked, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So hearing the word initiates faith. Excuse me. Speaking the word activates faith, and doing the word demonstrates faith. And so we encourage you, beloved, as you are making the necessary changes in your life, and as you are seeking God, because I'm not doing anything outside of God. How about you, husband?
Not at all. I can't go on it on my own. So I'm trusting God. I have faith in God.
Amen. We're praying, we're trusting, we're believing that God is going to order our steps in the word, because the Bible lets us know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so we encourage you, beloved, as you seek God in this season of your life about your next, that you ask him in your now what it is that you need to do as you move forward. And we're praying with you. We're believing God with you. We're touching and agreeing with you that God's will be done in your life. Well, we want you to enjoy the music that we are going to play, and then we'll be back to wrap up our show.
Said I can reach my goal. More than a conqueror. Down in my soul. The devil is a liar. I've won this race. Said I've got victory. Oh, because I've got faith. We'll be right back.
Well, beloved, that is our show for today. And again, we're so glad you have decided to join us. We thank you for those of you who tune in faithfully week after week to hear A Dose of Hope. We want to let you know we are praying for you and your family. Want to give a shout out to my sister, Carol. Carol J, we are praying for you, sis, praying for your healing and your speedy recovery, and sending lots of love. And we'll be in touch with you soon. Well, beloved, we don't want to leave you without extending the invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Y'all know what we always say. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Pray and invite the Lord to come in and stay in your heart and in your life, order your steps and guide you. And if you do all that, apply the ABCs and pray that prayer, then guess what, beloved? You did it. And guess what? You are saved. Hallelujah. And we rejoice in the God of our salvation for you, as the angels are doing the same. We encourage you from there to get connected with a Bible believing, Bible teaching, disciple making church, so that you can grow in community with like-minded individuals, other believers. And if you do not know any churches nearby, local churches, give us a call at 484-734-0802. You can call us, you can text us, and we'll get back with you within 48 hours. Well, beloved, we thank you again. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is that
the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Until next time, beloved, be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.
Expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem. Faith to know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer above. Faith to fight the unbeatable.